Jacob, first off, one of your teammates, Austin Pope, decided to give up football. What was your reaction when he made that decision?
Yeah, obviously, at least for a personal aspect, like anything that's going to be best for him is what I want. So when he told me, broke the news to me that we weren't going to be playing together this year, I mean, obviously it was tough, but I know that he's got a future, and you got to kind of think about yourself and be selfish in a lot of these decisions. So I think that's what he did, and he chose what was best for him. So it's unfortunate, but had to be done.
What do you feel like you need to do to improve the tight end to get playing time?
Just everything, all around, all the details, all the technique aspects, just fine-tuning all my blocking, my route running, just to be able to make plays. I think that's one thing that I'll be able to do this year is just make plays and be a part of the offense, and so just stepping my game up to match the expectation.
When Austin came here, he was a pass catcher and then developed into a blocker. Were you sort of the same way at Farragut? Were you more of a pass catcher and you had to learn to block?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people that watched me in high school knew that. I mean, I was pretty slender. Like, I was a pretty skinny guy. And so coming into college, if I was going to continue to play tight end, I was going to have to put on a lot of weight and change my body. And I think, you know, so far I've done a pretty good job of doing that and getting to where I need to be. And so developing that blocking aspect, like you were talking about, has been huge.
How much have you gained? What did you go from?
Yeah, I think when I came to campus, I was probably 206 pounds. And, I mean, if you look at the roster now, I think I'm like 249 or something was with the last weigh-in that I had. So, I mean, quite a bit of weight. So,
Jacob, what can you say about the team building that Coach Heupel implemented in the offseason? He's talked about meeting with the leadership council and coming away with the belief that was something that you guys really needed.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that we need right now is just coming together as a team and just playing, because we have athletes, we have the coaches to do it, the scheme to do it, and it's just about coming together and being able to do it together.
And as a tight end, I mean, how exciting is the thought of playing in this offense? I mean, it seems like it's a big part of what they want to do.
Right, that's exactly what I want as a tight end, is just a chance to be a part of the offense, to catch balls, to block. You know, I don't care to block. I love blocking. I love, you know, getting in the trenches and doing what I need to do. But just being a factor in the offense and being what people can rely on and to make plays and do all that sort of thing. So it's big for me.
How would you describe sort of the atmosphere that Coach Heupel has tried to create here?
Yeah, I guess it would just be welcoming. I think that when you walk in the building, it's always, you know, hello, how you doing, what's up, from everybody in the building, whether that's staff or whether that's players and everything. I think that's the biggest driving and motivating factor right now, is just being around the guys and knowing that we all want to be here and we all want to be a part of what's going on.
And the idea of welcoming, would you get that sense even in terms of the program to the outside world?
I think that there's a lot of care for the fans now, and I mean, there has been before, but especially now there's a lot more engagement with the fans and a lot more things that are coming out for them, and they can kind of see what's going on with us. But, you know, there's obviously the aspect of the part of the game that we have to keep to ourselves, and, you know, that's kind of what this camp's about, just going into it. They always say, just lock the doors and let's go play ball. So I think that's the biggest thing about it right now.
Brandon, since the start of last year, 35 players have transferred, and some are walk-ons and some have been dismissed. I get all that. But was it discouraging to see that many players leave the program?
Well, this is, I mean, kind of what I talked to you about earlier, about making decisions for yourself and being a little bit selfish at times. If you're not in a situation that is going to be beneficial to you, to your future family, and to your career, I mean, you got to go do what you got to do. I love all the guys that have left. I still talk to them, you know, most of them. So there's no hard feelings in me and anybody. So I understand they got to do what they got to do, and if I was ever in that position that's where I wanted to do, I would expect the same support from my teammates.
I could see not having hard feelings, but it kind of hurts the team a little bit when you lose any players, doesn't it?
Yeah, players go, players come. I think that you can handle that in recruiting, and obviously we got a bunch of transfers in here too. So, like I said, we're just focused on what we got here, and just doing what we can with that.
Jacob, has the pace of play, the tempo that Coach Heupel wants to play at, has that been a big adjustment, or has it been, you know, kind of, has it changed off-season conditioning?
Yeah, obviously there's going to be a bigger emphasis on thinking fast, playing fast, making fast decisions, running fast, like just playing with speed is a big part of this offense, and so that's obviously been the emphasis in our summer conditioning and spring practice and everything.
And it's kind of along those same lines, do you need more depth at every position? I mean, you feel like you're going to have three or four tight ends that are going to have to play?
Right, 100%. That opens up a lot of playing opportunities for younger guys who want to step up and really want to play. and so it'll just be a matter of who goes and takes a hold of it.
And I know he's not your position coach, but do you see benefits of having a head coach that played quarterback and played it at a high level? Does that show up?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see how he completely understands everything that we're going through, like, personally. Like, he knows exactly how it is. He knows how to get to the top because he's done it before. He's done, you know, Heisman candidate. He's won national championships. He's done all these things. So it's easy to get behind him and be like, all right, I believe you. I trust you. I'm going to follow you. It's a big thing.
Would you like to play defense against this offense?
No, it'd be tough for me personally, but yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to get ready for it. I think our defense is going to have to do it. It's going to be very well off as far as tempo-wise, playing against us in practice every day, just because if you can keep up with us, you can keep up just about anybody.
Do you think it's a conditioning advantage, but also maybe you can get the matchups that you want as well when you go in high tempo?
Yeah, I mean, you watch film of what UCF is able to do. They're catching guys off guard here and there. Catching people, substituting in and out, getting flags and penalties, that's what we're about. Just trying to keep them on their heels, and we're just pushing forward the whole time.
Jacob, Coach Heupel was saying in there earlier that you know, when he first got here, that the players said it was important to stress the interaction between the staff and players. Why was that important for you guys initially?
Yeah. He's got a thing that says, like, respect, and just this connection goes from player to player, coach to coach, coach to player. So if we have that, if everyone can believe in everybody and trust everybody, there's no lapses in our system, right? There's communication within everybody. Everyone believes in each other. So it's not a hierarchy of head coach to position coach to player. It's everyone's on a level playing field, and we're all just here just to get better and do what we need to do.
What have you been working on to help elevate your game this year?
For me, it's just a lot of mental, taking away my mental block, being more physical and just kind of letting loose and playing fast. I think that's something I've struggled with in the past. I'm a big thinker, so I get in my head a lot and I'll kind of question the things that I'm doing. But I think once I kind of just let loose and just let myself just react and play fast, I'll be a better player because of it.
Is this often challenging for tight ends in particular because there's not as much substituting, because you have to be ready to go from, you know, run package to pass play on one play the next?
Yeah, tight ends are definitely considered like the adjuster of this offense. So we have to obviously know everything, but we also have to move according to what, you know, the play might be. It might be a run and we're all the way on the outside of the field. So we've got to get inside fast. We've got to use tempo. We've got to think the whole time. So it kind of just adds a whole other element. You know, the offense really, I wouldn't say revolves around us, but we're a big crucial part of the offense. So if we got to be on point in everything we're doing, alignment, assignment, tempo, all that. So it's exciting to me, though, because I love the challenge. I love being that guy. So.
Were you surprised Joe Milton, the quarterback, when he got here and saw how big he is?
He got here when he showed up in the summer, and we were all just looking at the guy like, goodness gracious, man, like, there's no way you play quarterback, right? Because he's just as big as me. But, I mean, he can throw the ball. He can really do it. So, you know, whether it's him, whether it's any of the other guys, we're right behind him, supporting him, ready for whatever.
What position do you think he probably played?
I don't want to disrespect him like that. No, I'm just kidding, man. He fits it, man. He fits it. I think that, you know, that body style, he'll be great. So.
Could you give us your take on each of the quarterbacks, what you saw basically in the spring? I know Milton wasn't here, but the other quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, without getting too much into it, we all know they all have their strengths. They all have their weaknesses, just like anybody. I have my strengths versus other tight ends. I have my weaknesses versus other tight ends. So it's going to be just a competitiveness. I'm just going to have to see in fall camp who really edges ahead and gets the upper hand. And there's literally no telling right now who's going to be. So I'm interested to see it. You know, I love playing alongside all of them, so we'll see.
What's the challenge of forming timing with those guys when it really could be any four of them?
I think we're all trying to create a similar, like, a standard of timing. We're all trying to form all of our games into one so that no matter who's in the game, because, I mean, shoot, you could have a starter and he go down, and if you don't have timing with the backup, then what are you going to do? You know what I mean? So it's got to be a standard where we're all playing at the same level. It just, I don't know, whoever it is back there will have to just roll with it.
Austin Pope is another local guy too as well, and your teammate. What do you have to say about him stepping away from football?
Yeah, I just kind of talked to him about it a little bit earlier, but it's obviously sad for me to see, just because especially in the last like year or so, me and Austin have like gotten really close and have spent a lot of time together. But I was telling him, like, it's, you kind of got to be selfish in decisions like that, because he's had multiple surgeries, as everybody knows. You know, if he keeps coming back, keeps doing this, like, it's going to affect his life after football. And so he made that decision for himself, and I fully support it, obviously. Obviously, I wish I could play beside him, but I understand why he had to make the decision. Yep.
How important is it for you? You're an Oxford guy, so how important is it for you to help get Tennessee back to where it had been years ago?
Yeah, it's huge, because I obviously grew up watching a lot of the games, and, you know, just recently we were at a point in time where we would be considered, you know, a big threat in the nation. And so seeing that firsthand and hearing about the history that's been here, and obviously national championships and all this, and, you know, one of the top five teams with most wins in college football history, that's crazy to think. And so getting back there to me is just obviously like that sense of pride that I have in my hometown and everything. But it's just a matter of, you know, whether it was my hometown or not, like, this is where I'm here, this is where I'm at right now. So I want where I'm at right now to be the best it can be.
People have preached patience to the fan base. Is it hard for a player to be patient?
In what way? Like, in
it doesn't look like you're going to go 12-0, right? Because of all the departures and so forth. So how do you deal with that, the expectation?
But to us, I think that 12-0 is always a goal. It's always reachable to us. Like, I'm being completely honest with you. We'll never go into a season thinking we're going to lose these games. We'll never go into a game thinking we're going to get beat by this many points. That's not how you think when you're at Tennessee and when you're an athlete. So I think just going into every season, every week, thinking, all right, 1-0 this week, and that mentality should take us through the season, and we'll be where we want to be at the end of the season.
Can you give us an example of off-season player-led leadership, whether it's quarterbacks or any other position?
We'll go out here and throw with each other, throw around and catch balls, and if it was just a bunch of guys that came out here and were just lollygagging around and doing whatever with no leadership, we wouldn't get anything done. So I think it's a matter of when we're training, when we're practicing, when we're doing extra work, having one person or a group of people that can really lead it and can really say, like, guys, this is what we're doing, this is how much time we got to get it done, let's go out here, let's get our work in, and then we can play around and fool around, like, joke around once we're done. I think it also is like a part of our summer conditioning program. We say we have a guy that's struggling or that's not making his time or that's not finishing through the line, and that's my job, that's the leader's job, that's really everybody on the team's job to point it out and to say, hey, you did that wrong. Like, you know you did it wrong, I'm telling you did it wrong, get it right. So that's like how I view the player-led leadership.
How do you guys view name, image, and likeness as players? What are some of those conversations like?
Obviously we're all happy for each other when you get a big deal. Like, that's great. Like, I'm happy for you. There's no, at least on this team, there's no animosity towards anybody for scoring a deal or for getting this or that, whatever it is. And I'm thankful that that's how it has been for us, because I'm sure there's plenty of places where guys are, you know, there's some jealousy or whatever it may be about it. But here, it's great. We're all just supporting each other and hoping for the best for everybody.
What do you think about the two freshmen at tight end that we saw, Miles Campbell out there a little bit this spring, and then Julian Nixon being added to the group too? What have you seen from them?
I mean, it's great having them around. Obviously, like, it's like two little brothers to me, three little brothers, I guess. But I can see them, you know, stepping up and learning this offense and just filling, not even really filling anybody's shoes, but just being a part of the offense. Like I said earlier, like, the depth is going to be huge, so we need guys to step up. We need to be able to rely on the threes and the fours and our depth to kind of get us through the season. And those guys can definitely do that, and I completely believe that.
Last year was an odd year with COVID, and there weren't that many people in the stands at Neyland. Obviously, Neyland can seat over 100,000. Are you looking forward to playing at Neyland again with a much, much, much larger crowd?
Of course, yeah, my favorite stadium in the nation. Like, I can't wait, and it's something that, like, you see pictures of it, and, like, I can remember it being like that a couple of years ago, just being packed out, checkerboard, Neyland, all that stuff. So that's super exciting for me and a lot of the team.
What do you think about playing a Thursday night game?
I think it's huge, too. You know, there'll obviously be a lot of eyes on us. And I don't know, it might give us a little chance to rest a little bit more during the weekend or whatever it may be. But I'm excited for the opportunity. That's really all we're thinking about right now is fall camp and getting to Bowling Green. So can't wait.
Jacob, did you guys talk amongst yourselves about how you were going to handle the NIL stuff, or did that just the way you were talking about earlier? Did that just sort of happen organically?
The way we've all reacted to it happened organically. We definitely had lots of meetings and professional talks with people that they brought in, or maybe even people on our staff that kind of told us how we need to go about it and how we need to conduct ourselves, what kind of deals we should be making, what kind of deals we shouldn't be making. But as far as the atmosphere and how we all feel about it, that's completely organic.
Jacob, I apologize if you've already been asked this, but can you talk about what's necessary to be a tight end in this offense, and also what it's like for you and Princeton to lead younger guys in developing that?
Right. I think the biggest thing as a tight end is being able to think without overthinking, because this position is very specific in the way that you have to do run game things, you have to do pass game, you have to pass pro, you have to be in RPOs. Like, it's a lot of different things that they ask us to do, but that's the point of the position, because we can do all these things and be like that last piece that the offense needs to really be successful. So we're all just willing to accept the challenge and do what we need to do.
What have you seen from Miles Campbell and Julian Nixon?
Oh man, they're great. Like I was just telling him, like, they've come, they've listened to what we have to say, they're willing to learn, willing to just truly try, and that's all it is. As a freshman, you just have to be willing to try, you have to be willing to learn, and just listen to the people above you, and just do you. And as long as they keep doing that, they'll be right there behind us, ready for the fall.
I wasn't sure if you'd seen Trinity Bell yet. Has he gotten to do, I know he's coming off that knee injury, is he?
I'm not quite sure how it is with his knee, but he's around us all the time. He's with us, he's out there on the field with us, doing all the things that he can do. Like I said, I don't know anything about his estimated time of recovery or whatever, but he's with us. He's definitely still putting in the work with us. So.
Is he as big as Joe Milton?
Man, Trinity's a big guy. On paper and in person. Like, I mean, obviously I've been used to being the tallest, the biggest guy in the room. And this young cat comes and he's freaking, I'm not having to look up at him, but like looking right at him, I'm like, man, this is something I'm going to have to get used to. You know what I mean? So I'll get used to it. It'll be all right.